Du lyssnar på en podcast gjord av elever på Tumba gymnasium och X-Center Botkyrka. Vår skola är Sveriges enda spetsutbildning inom radio och ljuddesign. Alla våra podcasts finns även att lyssna på vår hemsida www.xcenter.se och på iTunes. Nu är det dags för dagens program.
Final countdown for this year is upon us, people, but we can still look forward to next year, and there's a lot to look forward to. Woo! Anyway, Felix Gardner here for the Squishy Lemon Podcast, together with
Willie Schussler, the Shizzle,
and
Carl Critchlow,
and our new guest
Alex.
Yeah. What's your last name?
I don't have a last name.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alex decided to join us this evening. Welcome to the podcast, Alex.
Oh, thank you.
How does it feel?
Good. It feels very refreshing to be here, but I'm a bit sick, as you can hear, so...
I couldn't tell. Please,
yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, so I'm still gonna try my hardest. I'm not a whiny bitch.
How does it feel to be our first and probably last guest?
Depressing, but still...
There you go. Thank you.
I mean, depressing in a good way, so...
Thank you for your hope in us.
Yeah.
Or your new hope.
Well,
you actually did it.
Look, I was proud of that joke.
Yeah.
You should not be mad.
You shouldn't be proud of that joke. Anyway, there's a lot to look forward to next year, because a lot of shit's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You want to, should I do an example? If I wanted you to jump in. I mean... Well, for example, today the new trailer for Civil War came out.
Whoop whoop.
That was quite exciting.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's awesome. It had some really cool moments in it, like the beginning of it, just the part wasn't that beginning part like in Ant-Man in the end?
It was the end credit scene of Ant-Man.
I didn't see that. So
I thought he did like an your mama joke, but he said your mom's name is Sarah.
No, he didn't do a your mama joke.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But then it's like
your mama wear toilet paper and the Jews.
But then I realized he was actually turning more nice. So oh, okay, he's serious.
You thought he was evil, and you're like,
yeah, I thought it was evil.
The Russians programmed him to make bad your mama jokes.
Yeah. Bad man.
But anyway, it was a real good trailer. Got me really excited for the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just that beginning part where we see he's good now.
Yeah.
Just it's like, oh my god, his mom's name is Sarah. No. Oh god.
Oh shit. Oh,
no.
Shit. I thought it was Julie.
I thought it was Jim.
If we compare,
wow.
I am bad with names.
If you compare that trailer to the Batman vs Superman one,
the Batman vs Superman was not good.
No,
not the first one, but I like the second one,
which is the longer one, right?
Yeah, the longer one. You see more stuff.
Yeah,
it just seemed like the movie's gonna be like cliche and not very interesting.
Yeah, I'm I agree with you, but I don't think it was bad. I'm still more hyped for Civil War though.
Yeah, because it was.
Marvel knows how to make movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a very intense trailer.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, but after
it's pretty much
around
it's pretty much like the other trailers. They talk a bit, a few explosions, more talking over.
I mean, that's
but Marvel
that's
does
old
it, Marvel does it better.
Yeah,
and, like, especially for action movies, that's all they do nowadays.
Yeah.
But like in the Superman vs Batman trailer, Wonder Woman's terrible. I just gotta say I don't like the actor they picked, actress.
I agree with you that
because she's too small, she's too skinny.
Yeah. She doesn't look like a
Amazonian.
Yeah.
It's just really bad casting in general.
Yeah.
But I think that entire movie is plagued by bad casting.
I know Henry Cavill is actually pretty good.
Well, yeah, him, but like the rest.
But I can see him doing Batman.
I still have faith in Ben
Affleck. He would be perfect for Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. He'd be perfect for both.
That's true, but I still have faith in Ben Affleck. I think he can pull off a good job. I just don't think the whole movie is going to succeed as a whole.
But he's got a lot going against him now.
Yeah, I know.
Which makes anyone who's like, I hate Ben Affleck, it's not gonna like.
Wasn't Jesse Eisenberg was playing? No, that's not his name.
Yeah,
no, it was
Eisen.
Yeah,
Aaron Paul.
Eisenberg. Yeah.
Is it Heisenberg?
Not Eisen.
Eisenberg.
I think
Heisenberg
so.
Is
I'm not sure.
Heisenberg.
Yeah.
He's playing Lex Luthor. Cranston?
People know who you mean.
Yeah.
People would know.
The guy.
Brian Cranston.
He would be a good Lex Luthor.
He wanted to play Lex Luthor.
He should have.
He was denied.
Like, no.
Denied!
You're too old. You already played a bald guy.
Yeah, but the guy's playing Lex Luthor. It's just so bad.
Yeah.
I've lied.
He's Jesse, too young.
Jesse Eisenberg.
He's not intimidating
yeah,
in any
Jesse
way.
Eisenberg.
He has hair.
Yeah.
He has really long hair.
Yeah. Well, Lex Luthor did have hair before he got.
Yeah, but not that long.
No, he didn't. Before
he
had like
bald.
Cancer or something.
Yeah. I remember the day I heard he was playing Lex Luthor. I was just like, I'm not seeing this movie anymore. It's just, oh God.
So, yeah, obviously we're excited for Civil War more. So,
yeah.
Are you still going to see both?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think I'll see Superman versus Batman.
No.
I mean,
which one is coming out first?
As
by the way,
as a comic fan, I have to see both.
Is
but
it
I think
Civil War's releasing first?
Wait,
isn't
Civil
yeah.
War? Civil War is in May, and the other one's in like
June-ish.
Right?
No, I thought they. I think they changed the release date for Batman v Superman, so it's like much earlier next year, like Mars.
When is Suicide Squad releasing?
Oh, yeah,
that's much later. That's like in August.
That's in August.
Yeah,
how
that's like late summer.
How are you guys feeling about that one?
I think that could be good.
That looks actually pretty good.
I mean,
I'm not too excited for it, but I think it could be
cast.
Something.
I mean, from the trailer, I was a lot more excited for that than I was for Batman v Superman.
I mean, it looks good, but also like basic DC, like really generic in some ways.
You found it? Oh, yeah, that March. No,
does it actually say?
There.
Oh, yeah, 23rd of March is Superman v Batman.
So that's actually the first big superhero movie that's coming out next year.
Yeah. I mean,
except for one.
Which one?
Deadpool.
Is it coming out before that?
That's coming out. That's coming out in February.
That one looks awesome. I gotta say, it looks really, really good.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds seems to be doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Green Lantern.
I mean,
yeah.
I think he's I think he's a good actor. I just think he picks terrible roles.
Yeah.
Like really god awful.
Yeah.
Done a lot of like really bad comedies.
Yeah.
Mm. And they got T.J. Miller in it. He's awesome.
Hey.
Is it? It's Fox, right?
Who owns? It's Fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's. It could be the same universe as the X-Men movies.
Could be.
It could be. I mean, they're having some X-Men characters in it, like Colossus is in
it. Colossus was there, but it was not the same actor. He looked totally different.
Yeah,
so
I mean, who cares?
It's like they're still unsure if they want to make like.
He looks cooler though.
Yeah,
I mean, I think he was wearing like an X-Men outfit though.
Yeah. I mean, Colossus is definitely part of the X-Men, but is it the same X-Men?
Mm.
Who knows?
I mean, they could. I mean, Deadpool has done a lot of like crossovers with X-Men in the comics. So that'd be cool if they did that.
I mean, plus with the X-Men franchise, with Hugh Jackman going out, they kind of need to replace him with someone.
Yeah,
it might not be Deadpool,
but someone.
Someone.
People want Tom Hardy to be Wolverine.
I don't like.
No.
I can't
see
that.
No.
He was actually supposed to play Apocalypse.
Yeah, but yeah,
why?
That would have been better than the guy they have.
Did you see
that Apocalypse looks
like an old
awful.
Dude?
Yeah,
did you
awful.
See the leaked pictures from the set? Or I don't know, they weren't. I don't know the.
You mean I saw the leaked trailer.
You mean Old Man Apocalypse?
Yeah. Did you see the Did you see the Apocalypse suit?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
I hope they use CGI.
I mean,
bigger.
I didn't know.
They better
I
use a shit ton
that's
of CGI.
That's what I thought about Fantastic Four, the new movie, that they were going to do with Victor Von Doom. That would look more cool.
Yeah, but you hope for it, and then you're like, oh, God, they left it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I didn't know what Apocalypse looked like in comics. When I watched the trailer first, and then I searched it up, like, Apocalypse in comics.
Mm.
I was so disappointed.
He looks
yeah.
so much cooler in the comics.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, how can you miss that? That's such a missed opportunity.
Yeah. I've seen cosplays that look better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And it's just such a missed opportunity because Apocalypse is such a intimidating villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on there with Thanatos and Darkseid.
You mean Thanos?
Thanos.
They could have basically taken Thanos and made him blue. That would have been better.
Yeah. I'm excited for Thanos, though.
Yeah.
Ooh,
he's going to be so cool.
It's going to be good.
But that's even
next
to myself. Year.
Oh, so God, cool. The years.
The years.
Oh.
But yeah.
Where did they all go?
Like,
might as well talk about
enough.
Pension then.
Pension.
Oh.
I've set mine up. Have you?
Be prepared.
We're also doing ads for pension.
Yeah.
So.
No.
We're
you
selling
guys
out.
Are joking, aren't you?
No.
I can tell.
No.
By the way you move.
Well.
It's wrong, on the wrong way. What's
are there any other superhero movies coming out next year?
No, I think that's it.
Next year.
I don't even know if we mentioned that X-Men Apocalypse is coming out.
Gambit.
Yeah,
Gambit.
Did you see? Did you see the casting for X-Men Apocalypse?
Yeah.
It's
basically the same.
Yeah,
as the last movie.
No.
But they added Sansa and the other two.
Oh, that's right.
Jubilee is in this movie.
Yeah, I know.
She has a stupid power.
Fireworks.
I can shoot fireworks from my hands.
But it's
that's
cool.
So
it's
cool.
fine. She's a vampire later. It's fine.
Okay.
You know what? I don't think she's going to be a vampire in the movie. I don't think Wesley Snipes is going to come out halfway and be like, hello.
Anyway, are you going
to... Wesley Snipes has abandoned the Marvel Universe.
Oh, no.
He's out of there.
He was never there.
I mean,
yeah, Ryan Reynolds was supposed to be in one of them.
No, I think that was during the time where they sold Blade.
Still Marvel.
I mean,
yeah, but I think they sold the
rights. I mean, still part of the Marvel Universe, but I mean...
Ryan Reynolds was in the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was,
that's right.
But
he
then again,
Deadpool.
Like I said, he has hard... He's done very many bad movies. That was among one of them.
Yeah.
But I heard Wesley Snipes was interested in returning to Blade.
He should.
Yeah.
He shouldn't.
He's too old.
But, I mean, he realized himself that he's too old, so he won't.
He's like, wait a minute, Blade doesn't age. Shit.
That's right.
No.
I mean, too bad for Wesley Snipes. He, on the set of, like, Blade 2, he was high all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you get for committing tax fraud.
And he would only communicate to post-it notes.
By the way, are you going to see X-Men Apocalypse?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Of course.
I will totally.
I think so. I liked the last one.
Yeah, I love Days of
Future
Past. I thought that was like the best X-Men movie we got so far.
It's one of my favorite movies, like superhero movies.
Yeah,
it doesn't
too. So I hope they can stay with that same quality as the same last movie.
But
yeah.
I mean, I might be alone on this, but I don't feel like they need Hugh Jackman anymore.
I mean,
he's
not going to be in the next movie.
No, I know, but like people might feel like he's missing or something, like, oh,
yeah,
we miss him. I don't really feel like he needs to be there.
No,
yeah,
me neither.
He has a big role, but, I mean, they have some more.
I mean, the whole reason that
cool
he was
characters.
The main character from the start is because he's the most popular character. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't the main character in the comics.
No,
definitely not.
I mean,
even in Days of Future Past, he wasn't supposed to go back in time.
No.
Kitty Pryde was supposed to go.
Yeah, but Kitty...
She's not interesting for the whole movie.
She's not interesting.
No.
She doesn't have that vroom.
They didn't explain that well, though, in the movie, for the sake of the movie.
Yeah, they did some weird thing about vibing.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I wonder if they shouldn't have just, like, let him die at the end of the last movie.
Me and Wolverine?
Yeah.
You mean, like, in the lake? Like, oh, well...
Drowning?
Then he wouldn't complete his mission, though.
I mean...
Either that...
Seem to work.
Either that, or
he
would, like, go away, or, like... drive away.
He'll just go away.
Yeah,
I
mean,
go into Alaska.
Yeah, like give him a good send off.
Oh.
But don't just like.
I mean, he's still gonna get his own last solo movie.
Yeah. So,
I mean, his solo movie.
That is probably gonna
they've
happen.
Never
there.
Been very good.
No.
I mean, Origins Wolverine was terrible. I liked the Wolverine. That was okay. So
yeah.
I hope they can nail it this time. Like, I still have faith in them.
He had a katana for a while. So
yeah,
cool.
I know.
I like that.
That was cool.
Oh.
In the when I saw the trailer. When they showcased that he did lost his powers, like, oh, spoiler alert, yeah, he loses his powers in the movie.
Yeah.
It's been out for years.
Yeah.
That was last year.
Yeah, but
it was last year.
Was it last? Oh, was it 2013?
13.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, he like, I thought he would lose. Don't have it.
Power forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would suck.
That was the trailer.
I kind of hope they'll kill him in his last standalone movie.
Mm.
I hope too, sort of.
But like doing it in the comic way where he loses his powers and the movie is about him dealing with like mortality and stuff. That'd be kind of interesting.
That would definitely be an interesting spin on it.
Yeah, rather than him just being angry all the time and being like, and then dying.
But I don't feel like they'd do that.
But they always do that. All of his movies are about him being angry.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll give him that dramatic send off. I mean, it'll be dramatic, but it won't be like pondering my life.
Why not? Wolverine deserves a little bit of pondering. He's been alive for years.
Yeah.
And he has a brain.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like in the movies, but he does.
But like the entire reason like Hugh Jackman started doing Wolverine movies because he got so much shit for doing too many pondering movies.
Yeah, but you know what? Wolverine's dying. So maybe he
possibly.
Maybe he gets to ponder just a little bit.
I hope so.
Like 5 minutes.
What? I mean, would I like dying? No.
He'd be just be pondering, wow, that guy they chose to play Gambit was terrible.
That was a bad choice.
Oh, when is Gambit coming out?
I don't know because
is it this year?
Is it Channing Tatum playing him?
Yep. He no.
No,
he
got
anymore.
Out.
It is.
Get out.
He got out. He didn't want to play it anymore.
No,
yeah.
He is doing it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They double changed their mind?
No, they never changed their mind. From what I've heard, there were rumors about him leaving because there wasn't enough money in it.
Oh.
But he said, "I'm still doing it. Gambit is still on check."
I think he could do a good Gambit.
He could probably do a good job, but
I think there are better actors out there, but I still think he could do a good job. But
yeah,
then again, that's what people said about Wolverine.
Yeah,
do
I mean, we haven't seen him in the suit. We haven't seen him do his accent. See if Channing Tatum can actually do that.
He better be able to do a damn good Cajun accent.
Yeah. because like, what's it? Gambit is so smooth.
Yeah,
he's such a smooth guy with his cards, and
he's so slick.
Slick.
But I like the other guy they use.
From X-Men Origins.
Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah, I liked
him. He was good.
Too.
He was a good one.
He was okay.
He's not buff enough,
was
I guess.
Barely in the movie though.
Then will I?
Well, he was there at the end. I'm your friend, buddy.
Yeah, like from nowhere. So yeah.
How did he get to the island? Oh yeah, he flew in there.
He flew.
He just waited for like Wolverine to take care of everything. He was standing on the other side of the island. Is he done soon? It's been like half.
Oh
an hour.
He got shot in the face. Oh, I should help. But I don't want to.
I mean, can I be in more movies, please?
No, Gambit.
Wasn't that the guy who was in Battleship?
Yeah.
Battleship wasn't.
That was the guy who played John Carter.
Yeah. John Carter. Neither John Carter or Battleship were
good.
I kind of liked John Carter.
I liked John Carter too, actually.
Not me.
I had nothing against it, really.
I thought it was interesting.
I mean, I just saw it as Disney's attempt to make it like a new Pirates of the Caribbean franchise or something.
Oh,
but they never made a sequel to it, so
they're doing another Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Hasn't Johnny Depp been like, I'm retiring after that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but
I guess he got enough money.
But who
he
believes?
Said he would stop doing movies.
Did he?
He might do directing then.
Yeah.
But if he
said Johnny Depp direct good.
I don't know.
I've never seen it. Has he ever directed like a huge movie?
I don't think so. Would it be Tim Burton esque?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
he definitely take cues from him.
I mean, he never really turned out to be an action star until Pirates of the Caribbean. Like before that, he was just like Tim Burton's pal.
He's not really an action star, really.
No.
I mean, he's got in every action movie he's in.
He's still
the goofy guy.
I mean, before Pirates of the Caribbean, he was not like in big action blockbusters. Or
no, true.
It was just like in those art house films.
But they got big though.
Yeah, it got big.
Like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
He's in that, right?
Yeah,
he's Jack Skellington.
No, he's not in that.
He isn't.
He's in the Corpse Bride.
Corpse Bride.
Yeah. I always thought it was him, but it's not.
No.
Danny
is that, wait.
There was always confused, but what was it? Nightmare Before Christmas is not directed by Tim Burton.
No.
But he's...
He's a consultant.
He's a consultant.
Yeah.
I have a question. Is that movie, A Nightmare Before Christmas, is that considered a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
It's not a Christmas.
It must be a Christmas movie because it takes place during Christmas.
Mm. It's not really Christmas. I mean, I guess.
It takes place during Christmas. He meets Santa Claus.
Why not?
He meets the Claus.
Why not?
Oh, you're excited about
this.
What's this? Na-na-na-na-na.
Why not watch it twice a year?
It's good enough.
Yeah, it's good.
The intro. I love the intro.
Tim Burton did Alice in Wonderland.
But don't they start by singing, This is Halloween.
This is Halloween.
So it is both.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely both.
It's a Halloween
I think you can watch it on both occasions.
I mean, it's a Halloween Christmas. So.
Yeah.
Slash everything.
Slash.
Like,
Easter
it's a great movie, so why not watch it twice?
Have you heard about people like thinking all of those... like you know Frankenweenie or Weenie or whatever.
Yeah.
The one where he brings his dog back.
Yeah.
I know.
And then Corpse Bride and then Jack Skellington and all that. People are saying those are connected. Like it's all the same person.
I think it's just the art style is basically.
Yeah, but people are like,
eerily
oh my god,
similar.
He looks exactly the same. He always has a dog. It's the same. But he changed his name every 20 years. And the dog's name.
I think people are just trying to draw connections that
aren't
really there.
I mean, it's just an animation style basically.
Have you guys seen?
Yeah, but it's kind of lazy using the same character through all the movies.
They're very similar, all of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Corpse Bride?
No.
No, you should watch
it. I have.
That's a great movie.
It's
a good movie.
It's very good. I
want to watch it.
Yeah. You should.
Plot,
you should.
Though.
I watched. Did any of you see Coraline?
Yeah. No, I didn't see Coraline.
Is that Tim Burton?
Yeah.
It's
no.
Burton.
No, wait.
Burton,
he did Corpse Bride.
It's not.
He doesn't. He did not do Coraline.
It's made by it's also very similar.
No. Oh, yeah.
It's this stop motion dark
dolls
dark
stuff.
Theme. Yeah.
Did he do Paranorman? He didn't, did he?
I don't even know what that is.
Paranorman
yeah.
is the movie with the kid who can talk to ghosts. It's pretty good.
Oh yeah, that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. I never saw it. I saw the trailers for it.
That one. I think it's just. Another one that's eerily similar.
He did Frankenweenie though.
Frankenweenie is dope.
Yeah. I know, it's really good.
I haven't seen that movie.
It's really good.
It's good. It's just
the
like
giant
a coast.
Monster.
Is it like a cozy little movie you can watch like anytime?
With Igor.
Oh.
Igor.
What a dick.
What a stud.
Oh, speaking of Igor and Frankenstein, the new one looks really good. What's it called? Frankenstein or Victor Frankenstein.
Did one I move Frankenstein?
With the one with James McAvoy and Daniel Radcliffe.
I was not aware of that.
Radcliffe plays Igor.
Huh.
But it's like a handsome Igor.
Daniel Radcliffe is Igor.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. Yeah.
But like they're doing it. They've done like it's coming out soon. Because they've done all like cast interviews and been at Comic-Con and stuff. It looks really good. It's more about Victor Frankenstein than the actual monster, though.
Yeah.
Aren't they releasing a second Van Helsing movie?
No.
Or was that
I hope not.
They shouldn't.
That'd be like major late, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a sequel to the last one, that'd be really weird.
But
I. Oh, yeah.
Look at how he doesn't look like Igor. I'm showing a picture of the poster.
Wait, is that James McAvoy?
Yeah.
No.
Holy shit.
He could be a magician. He could be Doctor Strange.
That must be so annoying to listen to right now.
No, it's great.
Oh, wait. When's Doctor Strange coming out?
Oh, yeah.
That's
coming out next year, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that movie, too.
Another superhero movie.
We found another one.
There's a lot of superhero movies that are coming out next year.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be like two Marvel films.
Two
DC films. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Deadpool.
As always.
And then all the series and stuff.
Have you guys seen the first episode of Digimon?
Yeah.
No.
The new Digimon try?
Try, yeah.
It's not very good.
I had so much hopes for that series, but I just watched the first episode yesterday, and it was meh.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It was a lot of characters. It was like... I don't know.
Sure, the way we saw it as kids, I assume everyone saw it in like English or Swedish, and it took a lot of cues from like American culture.
Mm.
It felt like at the time, and like Japanese culture. But this one seems very, very Japanese, and it seems the animation quality is a bit off, and it just doesn't seem like a viable like send off.
Did you see Tai's skin color? He was really tanned.
He's always been like that.
I can't remember him that tanned. It was like
Tai's always been tan.
I don't tan, but he was like Jersey Shore tan.
No, he's always been like that.
You don't
want to
be Jersey Shore tan.
No.
You don't want to be that.
I'm sticking to that series for like a couple of five episodes.
I've seen like 3-4 and there's...
Well, I want to watch what happens, actually.
Who cares? I tried caring.
I tried.
I set up...
So
I really tried.
Nation Awakens.
I was up last night watching Adventure Time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You watch that sometimes?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the best show if you like have nothing to do.
It's a lot of...
Because
like,
you don't need to pay attention. I mean, you don't need to pay attention to the story because there's
no
overarching story.
No,
yeah.
Guys.
It's a good series.
I'm sorry, we missed a superhero movie.
What?
It's a an up-and-coming Pakistani science fiction superhero film called Nation Awakens.
I totally have to watch that.
I have no idea what it's about. It looks kind of cool.
Yeah, we need to see that.
Yeah.
Everybody go check out Nation Awakens.
You know that.
Not
to
sound racist. Did you say Asian Awakens?
Nation.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Asian Awakens.
Asian Awakens.
Speaking of New Year, I started what?
When did we talk about New Year?
We didn't talk about New Year.
We were.
Yeah.
I mean, like
next
year.
That was like 2 hours ago.
Next year. I'm sorry.
That was 2 hours ago. Anyway.
I started watching Star Wars Rebels, and the next season's coming out next year.
It's
already out.
Yeah.
Season 2, right?
God
damn. I mean, it's currently running.
Yeah.
So it's gonna keep on going next year, too.
It's a really good series.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I watched the first whole season this summer.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Good take on Star Wars.
Yeah.
Why are people bashing that?
It's just because it's Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Fanboys.
Yeah. I mean,
Clone Wars fanboys.
Yeah, because they were like, "Oh yeah, mama," but I.
Oh
like,
yeah, mama.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I don't,
mama.
Like,
okay.
I've heard some people find it bad, but I actually liked it.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
I just started watching it.
Yeah.
I never seen the Clone Wars.
No.
I like. I can't really compare
them.
They
brought back Darth Maul.
Yeah, but that was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was one of the cooler.
They did that in the comics as well.
Yeah.
But I like the way Star Wars Rebels tries to like. Sort of reinvent the series a little bit.
Yeah, sort of.
With the special.
It's canon.
Have you seen Ezra? What has Ezra done?
Ezra.
What has he done?
He's
Have you noticed anything special about him?
He's training
in love with
to
the
like.
Lady.
He's training to connect to other life forces now.
He hasn't gotten his saber yet.
No.
Okay. Can I talk about it? Can I just mention what it looks like?
Because he has a really cool saber.
It is like the main point of Ezra.
Describe the saber.
It's like you know his blaster. the one he has, it's just a lightsaber on top of that. So it's a blaster saber.
So you can like shoot with this lightsaber. Like,
so slice, slice, shoot, shoot.
Pretty dope.
It's pretty awesome. It's the first like custom lightsaber in the
I mean, the last series. Episode, when you get there, you're gonna shit your pants. It's so amazing.
Oh god, so good.
I almost started crying. But yeah.
Single manly tears.
It's dope.
No. Yeah. Stream of manly tears.
Stream.
River of manly tears.
Cry me a river of manly tears.
I have to start watching the second season. I haven't.
Yeah, me
yet.
Too. I haven't watched that yet.
I saw a little bit. It's like something with the clones, something. I don't remember.
Oh yeah, like the clones from the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
the, like some Italian
Rex or something.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Rex is still alive?
Yeah, apparently, because I saw like a featurette. They were talking about like bringing back the clones. So, like Rex was a favorite. We had to bring him back. So now he's old.
Yeah, I mean clones only live like 30 years.
Yeah, so they get older much faster.
Wow.
Sucks to be a clone. Pension really at 30 though.
Did you see the comments when they released the Swords of the Force Awakens trailer?
Comments? What? I mean, there's a lot of comments.
Yeah, but when the
what does that mean?
There was one who said that asked why Finn was black. Why was a black stormtrooper?
Why Finn was black? Why?
I mean, that's
why it was black.
Why haven't people realized yet that stormtroopers are not clones?
Yeah,
no,
I know.
They recruit and train people.
Yeah. I mean,
when I read that, I was like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Did you see the rest of the movies?
I mean, you don't have to be a huge Star Wars fan to realize that they called them different things and they wear slightly different helmets.
Yeah,
I'd say I'm very excited to see Finn in the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
Did you see the stormtrooper with like the thing he fought?
Oh yeah, the TV spot.
Yeah,
Finn has his lightsaber in a battle and then a stormtrooper with a fucking melee weapon.
Yeah, like some kind of metal that can stand against it. That's awesome.
That's really awesome.
That means the stormtroopers can actually fight Jedi now.
Yeah.
Instead of just...
Because we've never actually seen anything else like stand the lightsaber except those weird staffs from episode 3.
Yeah, the, like vibrate or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Execute order
66.
You're doing all these.
I mean, to be honest, that was probably like the coolest part of that movie.
Yeah.
Just seeing all the different Jedis dying.
You know what was the most messed up part?
What?
When Anakin just walked in and slaughtered kids.
I mean, I know he went evil, but did you really do that much of a 360 or 180?
I mean, he sort of did that in the previous movie. He killed all those sand people.
Yeah, but they...
Yeah, but still.
They murdered his mom. This was like... These were
kids. But he murdered the entire village. Like, the women and the children. He said it himself. He started crying like, I murdered them all. I hate them. That's evil. He was evil in the last movie. He was evil.
He has problems from being a slave kid.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Killing
kids who have a bright future of being Jedis. He's just like, screw you. That's kind of that's worse.
I mean,
not
the,
cool, dude.
The
not,
whole
not
turn
cool.
to the dark side in that movie was really like rushed and sudden.
Yeah,
he
should not be. He should not be welcome in Jedi heaven.
No.
Honestly,
he's not gonna be.
No,
he was.
He was in the at the end. He was like, hey, Luke, you're my son.
I'm a ghost.
I killed kids.
I'm a ghost now. And if you're watching the special edition, you won't recognize me because I'm hating Christians.
God.
What do you guys think the reason is for... I don't know if they actually published a reason or anything, but like for why he's young there. Is it because
George Lucas said it himself because it was the last time he was good.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make sense because he was good right before he died.
Yeah, he should have been old and burnt.
Yeah, like in the original.
The
yeah.
I mean, like, why isn't... Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
And if that's the case, why can't Obi-Wan go young?
Yeah.
Why can't Yoda be like 20?
Yeah, that too.
I mean he'd be a baby. But
maybe it was their best point when they were the best.
Yeah, but Obi-Wan had some back problems. It was not his best.
Yeah, but like maybe not his best physically.
Why wasn't Mace Windu there?
Yeah, why is it
because
everyone
he's black? That's why.
Why is it everyone though? Haven't you seen like
could be because the character didn't like exist at that point?
Oh yeah, that's true.
That's what's gonna happen with Finn. He's gonna have Mace Windu with him all the time. Because he's black.
Motherfucker, you're not holding your lightsaber right.
Motherfucker, why ain't it purple?
No, he's cool. No.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that George Lucas actually wanted Tupac to play Mace Windu.
Really?
Tupac, yeah.
I mean, I don't even think Samuel L. Jackson should have played him. I don't think he belongs in a Star Wars movie. But Tupac? What the fuck?
I mean, George Lucas is weird with casting.
Yeah, he's really weird.
He got Harrison Ford, right?
He got Harrison Ford for every movie, but he always tried to find someone else. Every time he tried...
Come on, Tom Selleck, please. I don't want Harrison again.
Tom Selleck, please be in Indiana Jones. You're the only one.
I mean, I'm glad he's not involved in the new movie at all.
Yeah. He kind of messed some stuff up. With
yeah, he messed the prequels.
Jar Jar in there.
Oh, wow.
I think he gets a little bit too much hate, but he's still not a good character.
No. He's not a good character.
I think J.J. Abrams will do a better job.
Yeah, much better job.
Will he
he's only doing this one.
Okay.
He's only doing this one?
Yeah, they're switching.
He's only directed this one. He's probably still going to stay in the production chairs.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're having different directors for each movie for, like, diversity, I guess.
But
yeah.
that was the original trilogy, too. Like, George Lucas didn't direct all of them.
No.
It was a different guy for each one, except the prequels.
I'm so excited for those movies. Not the prequels.
I'm so excited to see all the prequels again.
I remember Jar Jar, he's dope.
I remember once upon a time when they rebooted the old series. I don't know if it was fourth, just sixth, if it was the prequels. But they made it in Swedish.
What?
They made them in Swedish?
Yeah.
That sounds really painful.
Oh, you mean I dubbed them?
Yeah, dubbed them.
Oh,
I don't think they ever did that.
They did.
It was the 3D release of the first movie. Remember that?
Yeah.
When they released, they were going to release each Star Wars movie every year in 3D
because
George Lucas had to shit somewhere.
Yeah.
And so, but it failed so hard, so they only got to episode one. I actually saw that in 3D.
No.
But I almost wanted to, just to see how it was. Just to see the embarrassment.
Because why would you do
a why would
great, why great movie?
I mean, I'm good that it didn't
movie.
Keep going
yeah.
after that shit. Imagine the whole Star Wars saga in Swedish. Like.
Do you guys think it was a good choice to cancel out the extended universe?
I don't really mind.
I wasn't invested in it.
Me neither.
I never read much about it, but like all the people who invested in it, gotta feel like heartbroken. And
yeah, I mean, I understand when you've like put hours and hours and days and weeks on reading books that are actually really good, just to realize that they're not a part of the universe anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, that extended universe would kind of spoil the movies.
Yeah,
a bit. Luke would have weird kids, and
Chewbacca would die.
Yeah.
Would you want Chewie to die?
No.
Like
everyone who likes the former extended universe, you all hate Chewie.
Han Solo would have a Sith kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why does he get so many... because he dates Leia.
I mean, it's like... Yeah, that's right.
So many Force kids.
But, I mean, people keep... There are theories about Han being Force sensitive.
Ooh.
I don't think
so. Like, that's why he's so quick with the
bastard. If they do that, no.
Han just ends up in the...
I mean, no, he's not...
Han is Obi-Wan.
He's just a cool smuggler.
Like,
yeah, it's like, can a character just be cool?
Yeah, can a character just be cool for the sake of cool? Does he have to have, like, a reason with magical powers?
Yes.
Why are there no Jedi
have
Wookiees?
Have you seen Harry Potter?
Oh, the new movie. Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, is that coming out next year?
Maybe.
Wasn't that a play?
No.
Is there a book of that?
There's the play, The Cursed Child, which is about Harry in his, like, 40s. And his kid being all sad.
Harry in his 40s is extremely constipated.
And then there's the movie based on the book, which is a book in the actual Harry Potter universe, which is a teaching book.
Mm.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is Newt Scamander's journey to find and write the book about like magical creatures.
Hey, but it is next year.
That looks
awesome.
Yeah.
It's late next year. It's like November, so it's like exactly a year from now.
Is it Eddie Redmayne doing?
Yeah, Eddie Redmayne is the main character.
Yay. He's awesome.
He's really cool.
Yeah, it's because they bring it up in the movies. I think it's in the book. Like you have to buy this book, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So it's really cool that they're actually doing that part of the canon.
So yeah, it does take place in the Harry Potter universe.
But
it doesn't take place in England, right?
It's
like
it's
New
all
York.
Over the world.
Yeah.
All over the world?
Yeah, he has to find fantastical beasts and where to find them.
But
I
thought it was taking place in the real world too. Or like.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah,
the wizard mean? World is the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, gosh.
I'm so confused.
Anyway.
It's taking place somewhere. I think it's taking place all over the world because he goes around finding stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe.
Mm. But it's far before Harry Potter's even born.
Yeah.
You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a broom.
Yeah, but anyway, the podcast is wrapping up.
You okay, guys?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just had some experiences a few hours ago.
Got some Vietnam flashbacks.
Yeah, from a few hours ago.
It involves an owl.
So many owls.
So many owls. Yeah, owls.
Oh, God.
Would everyone like to go around to see what you're most excited about next year?
Should I start?
Yeah, sure.
Well, start off with movie-wise, at least, Civil War.
Movie-wise, well, I've been excited for Episode 7 this entire year, and I'm still excited for that, first of all. But next year, it's probably, yeah, Civil War I'm most excited for.
I mean, I don't know about movies, but like shows, I know I'm mostly excited for like Game of Thrones. I hope it's better than the last season, because
I
was kind of disappointed.
I
was kind of mad.
I liked that season.
Me too.
Mm. It was good. It wasn't as good as 4.
It definitely had
good. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It definitely had good moments, like the Hard Home.
Mm.
Anyway, Willie.
What am I most excited for? Mainly like every movie.
That's such a cop out answer. You can't be like every movie.
No, wait. Let me tell you.
Every series, every game.
The movie, Civil War. Series wise, The Flash.
Yeah, if that continues, 2016.
It does. They have a break.
Yeah, I know, but if it goes on to season 3 in 2016.
Yeah, bro. Hopefully.
It might wait a bit.
Game wise, I'm really excited for Horizon. New Dawn looks good. I like it.
Maybe.
I mean,
I want to add to my point.
Mass Effect,
movie Civil War, series The Flash, and Game of Thrones. Mm. More The Flash.
wow,
but
bro.
Like games,
like Mass Effect.
I would say Mass Effect
to a degree, I guess.
And TV show, I would say Game of Thrones too.
It's Mass Effect next year?
Yeah.
It's No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
It's.
There's a lot of shit. But I don't remember it. The Division, yeah. But
oh, yeah, Division. That was great. Tom Clancy's new whatever. What's it called?
Rainbow Siege.
You know what I'm excited for?
Open beta.
Wait. The Naruto game. It looks amazing.
God.
It looks so good.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. It's coming out February.
Wait,
I'm pre-ordering it.
Just stick something in here. Play Rainbow Siege. It's open beta right now.
Hey,
on PS4.
There you go. A gift from Willy. And Alex, thank you for being our guest today.
Yeah, thank you for letting me be here.
No problem.
Go drink some tea.
Yeah, I really should.
This was the Squishy Llama podcast. Thank you for listening.
Du har lyssnat på en podd skapad av elever på Tumba gymnasium och Excenter Botkyrka. Om du vill komma i kontakt med redaktionen kan du mejla till studiotumba@excenter.se. Och om du vill veta mer om våran skola så kan du gå in på www.excenter.se/gymnasium. Vi hörs igen med ett nytt program nästa vecka. Hej då!